Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. Today's storyteller was an eccentric, glamorous novelist and short story writer of the 20th century. She left her mark on Brazil's literary history through bold stories about women on the brink of self-enlightenment and existential discovery told through intricate prose. Let's talk about Clarice Lispector. Clarice was born on December 10, 1920, to a Jewish family amidst racial and religious strife in post-World War I Ukraine. In an effort to escape persecution and chaos, the family fled to northeastern Brazil when Clarice was just an infant. This early relocation is considered to be one of the reasons she never experienced a strong sense of belonging, as evidenced in her work. Despite being raised in a Yiddish-speaking traditional Jewish household, Clarice's distance from her Jewish identity can also be attributed to the move, as well as to her natural assimilation into Brazilian culture at a young age. When Clarice was 9, her mother died, leaving her father, a peddler and merchant, to raise 3 daughters by himself. Clarice's childhood was ridden with poverty and grief. Fueled by the desire for better economic security for his family, her father moved the girls to Rio de Janeiro in 1935. Clarice excelled in grade school and high school, eventually landing a spot at the University of Brazil's law school. While law school didn't bear any professional fruits, it was where she met her husband, Mori Gurgel Valente, a Brazilian diplomat. They got married in January of 1943, 11 days after Clarice became a Brazilian citizen. Clarice started writing as a teenager, but her love of storytelling blossomed in law school and her position as a journalist for several local Brazilian newspapers and magazines. She published her first story 2 months before her father passed away in 1940. Her talent began to gain extensive recognition in 1944 when her first novel, Near to the Wild Heart, won the Graça Iranha National Prize for Fiction. The story follows the deeply introspective evolution of a young adolescent girl named Joana. Clarice's unconventional stream-of-consciousness style writing shocked the Brazilian literary community, as nothing like it had been done before, especially not by a woman. Unfortunately, Clarice's creativity was stifled when she began to fulfill the duties of a diplomat's wife. The couple had 2 sons, Pedro and Paulo, in 1948 and 1953, respectively. Clarice's husband's work relocated the family all over Europe and eventually to Washington, D.C. Consequently, Clarice's work suffered, and her next 2 novels, The Chandelier and The Besieged City, did not receive nearly as much praise and attention as her first. As much as she tried, Clarice did not fit the mold of a diplomat's wife. Her friends described her as incapable of being conventional. The time spent abroad inevitably took its toll on Clarice, and she returned her family, without her husband, to Brazil in 1959. Although born in Ukraine, Brazil was Clarice's home, and her literary efforts flourished during the 1960s and 70s after she returned to Rio de Janeiro. Published in 1964, Clarice's masterpiece, The Passion According to G.H., tells the story of an unidentified upper-class woman who finds herself in an off-putting situation in the bare bedroom of her former maid. It's the most shocking of her work, as the story culminates in the protagonist eating a half-dead cockroach. The entirety of the book is spent examining the nameless protagonist's interior life, internal dilemmas, and self-reflection leading up to this decision. Clarice distinguished herself among a sea of men with her evocative and mystical prose. Identity and self-awareness are recurring themes throughout her stories. Most importantly, her work is a reflection of her own life. Her characters grew as she grew. From her young teenage years to well into adulthood, Clarice published work that serves as a record of her own experience. In total, Clarice published 9 novels, 10 short story collections, 5 children's books, and numerous newspaper columns. Clarice died from a hemorrhage one day before her 57th birthday, on December 9th, 1977. All month, we're talking about storytellers. For more on why we're doing what we're doing, check out our newsletter, Womanica Weekly. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Encyclopedia Womanica. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.